Didn't you count the cost and try to figure out if you could afford this before you signed on the dotted line? Some of us are like that with Jesus.
This is Straight Talk.
Hey, friends, welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. This is your host, Joshua Hollick, in the studio with two very special pastors. And I'm going to ask you, Pastor Mark, to introduce today's special guest. Who is this?
Josh, I'm super excited to have with us the one and only Pastor Tony Nunez. I've known Tony for many, many years now. This guy and his wife, Laura, have five children and have been faithfully serving God. This man has a heart of an evangelist, a heart of a pastor, and he already pastors a church, but God put in their heart the vision to start another location, a congregation in Villa Park. And Tony, we're so excited about that, starting up very soon. Tell us why you're excited about starting in Villa Park.
Well, the thing that gets me excited is the fact that it is new. And we have a lot of people that they're connecting to serving for the very first time. This is the very first time that they're involved in leading a ministry, couples, worship teams, small groups, ushers and greetings. So we have a lot of people that are connecting in a serving capacity for the very first time. So it's really exciting to see a church being born. So that's really exciting.
The beginning of something. You only get one shot to start something.
That's
and
right.
So Pastor Tony's gathering a core of people right now. They're meeting in the Iowa Community Center and have a launch date coming up very, very soon. Tony, you were telling me recently about a woman that just started attending. You haven't even launched, and there's people starting to visit. Tell me about the one woman that was a little bit hurt, hadn't been to church in 4 years, and there's a lot of stories like that, right?
Well, Pastor Mark, you know, yesterday we actually had our ushers, greeters training, and I had a little chance to talk to her a little bit more about, you know, what was going on in her life, and we knew a little bit about her. And she was just telling her about the hardship that she had. She had lost her mom, her dad, lost her job, eventually lost her home. Come from a very, very difficult background with lots of addictions in the family. And so our very first day that we met, she showed up, and she has not stopped coming. She's been coming ever since. And I'm sensing that the Lord is doing a tremendous healing process in her heart. I can see she's smiling a little more. She's doing a lot of more things maybe that she hasn't been doing in the past.
And that's really the heart of what we're trying to do. We're trying to see people that maybe are disconnected, far from God, come back to God, and people come to know Jesus for the first time as Lord and Savior. So we want you to check it out. That website is newlifevillapark.org. That's newlifevillapark.org. The information is there. Excited about this.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Thank you, Pastor Tony. They're launching on September 23rd. They're meeting now at 10 a.m. at the Iowa Community Center. If you want more information, that website is newlifevillapark.org. I'm so excited. This is going to be a great program today. Let's get ready for the message.
3 months into it, their exuberance and joy suddenly has given way to, well, this is hard. I don't know, is this hard? And in 6 months, you look around and they're nowhere to be found. And someone asks, hey, what happened to that person that was all excited? I don't know. They disappeared. Haven't seen them in months. What went wrong? Let me tell you what went wrong. The Bible says that the seed falls on the ground and it springs up quickly. But when persecution or cost or difficulty sets in, that person walks away because they're not ready to pay the price of following Jesus. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You've seen that happen. How many of you have had a friend or family member that's happened to you too? Yeah. You know what I compare it to? I compare it to the person that goes out to shop, has an old beat up car, and they say, I'm ready for a new car. They see a commercial, so they look around for the car, and then they find the car they finally like. They, wow, a Nissan Murano. I want it. It's got the leather seats, and the car dealer says, come, sit in it. And you sit down, and it's way not like your 19 98 Chevy that's rusted and smells, stains all over. And they say, sit on it. Whoa, this feels nice. Grab the steering wheel. Nah, nice. Hey, check out the Wi-Fi. Isn't that cool? And the GPS that's built into the dashboard. Hey, put it in reverse. See the camera? Oh, man, this is what I've been waiting for. Man, you look so good in that car. Picture yourself driving in the neighborhood. People aren't going to look at, oh, there comes. They're going to say, well, who's that? Oh, wow, they've really prospered in life. And you're like, yeah, it's what I've been waiting for. I'm so excited about it. I want it. What do I do? They say, well, look at this, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's going to cost blah, 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 blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Where do I sign? Right there. So you sign and you drive off the lot with the car. You're so excited. You drive into the old neighborhood just hoping people will see you. You roll down the window and crank the music just hoping that someone says, hey, what are you doing in the neighborhood? Oh, nothing, just, you know, coming by. You drive by that girlfriend that you've been jealous for a while, and you just kind of drive around the block a couple times so you see her in the yard, and you say, hi. And you're just so excited about that car, so pumped up about that car, and the first payment arrives in the mail. You look at the payment and say, $450. That's a lot of money. Well, why didn't they tell me about this? I can't afford $450 a month. Didn't no one tell me about the cost of it? So you struggle to pay it. You go from a latte to just a coffee at Starbucks just to try to squeeze it out there. You're really, really trying to cut corners to make it, and it's a cost, and you don't go to the theater at that night. You stop eating out, and you're really trying to make the payments. The second month comes, and you say, this is way too high of a price. I'm going to skip this month and make it up next month. And so you skip the second month, and then you skip the third month, and then you skip the fourth month because you say, this price is way too high. I can't afford this. I have to change my whole lifestyle to be able to afford this car. I have to give up eating out on the weekends, and I really love this. And I can't shop at Macy's. I have to go to the secondhand store, and this is going to really change my lifestyle. I think the cost is too high, and you look out the window one day, and there's a repo man there. And then your mother tells you, well, honey, didn't you count the cost and try to figure out if you could afford this before you signed on the dotted line? Hello. Some of us are like that with Jesus. Oh, I like the forgiveness, the future, the glory, the people, the worship, the positive message. This is so good. I want it. Where do I sign? Where do I jump in? How do I become involved? Uh-oh, a month later, I got to pay a price. Like, I like the good stuff about Jesus, the power upstairs, the forgiveness, the feeling, the joy. But I didn't know that there was a cost to pay. The crucified life, the deny yourself, the forgive other people, the give up temptation, all that stuff. I didn't know I had to, like, give up clubbing and partying, getting drunk on the weekend, snorting a line of cocaine and sleeping with my girlfriend. I didn't know about all that stuff. You see, I want the Jesus, but I don't want to pay a price. I don't want to have to give up stuff. This is the seed that falls away. Because it's the shallow heart, it springs up quickly, but it doesn't last. That's a fan, not a follower. Number three seed that Jesus talks about is what I would call the divided heart. So you have the hard heart, the shallow heart, and you have the divided heart. The divided heart, it says, that the other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And then Jesus explains it in verse 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. In Luke, he says, the worries of life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the pursuit of pleasure choke it out. So this is the person that the seed is planted, and they say yes to Jesus. Yeah, I want to follow him. I like the message of the cross. I want forgiveness. My past washed away. And they start out pretty well in life, but as they go into life, they realize that, well, suddenly God is asking to be the center of their life, but yet they're pursuing their career and buying the house and doing the car, and God is sort of competing. They have to decide, what's going to be my main goal in life? Is it financial prosperity, or does God trump my financial prosperity? Worries of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, or the pursuit of pleasure. Suddenly the person says, I want Jesus, but I also want all these other things, and it starts competing. In the beginning you say, well, I want both. I'm not going to give up on God, but I also want to hang on to this. And there comes a point in time where you reach a crossroads where you have to decide, is it Jesus or is it this that's going to rule your life? This is the 22-year-old guy that finally comes to church and hears the message. And he says, he has a vision of what it means to be a follower of Christ and says, I want to change. I want to give my life to Christ. And he gets a Bible, gets the word, and he sees himself as becoming a different kind of man. He likes the message of the gospel. He connects with a new group of people. But he also feels like, I'm 22. I still have a lot of life to live. This Jesus stuff is kind of cramping the style of my weekends. And so he lasts the first 3 weekends. But he hasn't really counted the cost yet. He starts saying, well, I want to have fun too. And they keep, the old buddies keep calling him to club some more. And he's like, well, I don't know, that's a good environment for me. But they keep pulling him. And so he finds himself going there. He can't snort that line of cocaine anymore, and he gets tempted by the girlfriends that they used to sleep with, a couple of them rotating around on the weekends before, and now he can't do that anymore. And so he says, well, what I'll do is I'll keep Jesus, but I'll still keep pleasure as well, and I'll do a little bit of both. I know I'm not fully committed to Christ, but eventually the pursuit of pleasure will drag him away from God, and he'll wake up one day and realize, I'm completely away from God, because he had to make a choice. That's a fan, not a follower.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message called Knowing the Difference, which is from Pastor Mark's new series called Fan or Follower. After this broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his message called Knowing the Difference.
The fan, not a follower. Because the weeds grow up, it says, and choke the plant so that it doesn't produce any fruit. I want you to hear me, because this is really important. The first 3 seeds explained in this parable have one thing in common. None of them produced any fruit. They started out, the first one is a rejecter. The next 2 are acceptors, but they have no fruit. And then Jesus says there's a 4th seed. Thank God for the 4th seed. There is a 4th seed. And Jesus explains it in Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. He says, still, other seed fell on good soil. Say it out loud, good soil. Oh, thank God for good soil. Good soil doesn't mean good people. Good soil simply means a heart that's ready to change, ready to receive, a heart that's prepared. So the last seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60 or 30 times that what which was sown. And then Jesus explains it in verse 23. But the one who received the seed that fell on the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. And he produces a crop yielding 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. See, this seed falls on good soil. In the beginning, it's hard to tell the difference between the rocky soil, the trampled soil, and the thorny soil, because it all looks the same in the beginning. You can't really tell the difference in the beginning when people come to Christ, whether they're a fan or a follower, because they all tend to look a little bit the same. Only time will tell us who is truly a fan or a follower. But this seed grows up, and this seed is the only seed out of the four that produces fruit. Fruit. You see, the big difference in all of these seeds is that there's only one that produces fruit. The rest are fruitless. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. In fact, he says, some people will do miracles in my name, cast out demons in my name. And when they come before me, I will say, I don't know you. Away from me. That means that there's some people that hang around the Christian culture that are going to hear when they come before God, I don't know who you are. That means that there's some people that are actually on stages and pulpits and preaching the word or even doing extraordinary things that are not authentic followers of Christ. That means that there's churches that have people that come on a regular basis to church and bring their Bibles that are going to hear one day before God, I don't know you, because a church doesn't make you right with God. Hello. A denomination doesn't make you right with God. Hello. Having a Bible doesn't make you right with God. The fact that you pray doesn't make you right with God. The difference between the good seed and the bad seed is one word, fruit. So you say, Pastor, well, what is fruit, man? Because I want it. Tell the person beside you, be fruitful, not fruity. Come on, we want to have fruit, not be fruity. What does fruit mean? Well, I'm wrapping this up real fast, so hang with me. Listen. I believe that there's three types of fruit that are indicated in Scripture. One is indicated in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. It's the fruit of repentance. Matthew 3, verse 8 says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. That means that when you repent, you change. That when you say, I'm leaving the world behind and embracing Christ, you change. You cannot legitimately, authentically repent of your old lifestyle and keep living your old lifestyle. When you repent, you leave it behind. Oh, it doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you don't struggle. It doesn't mean you don't fail sometimes. But it means that you have made a decision when you said yes to Jesus, that you made a decision that you would radically alter your life and go in a whole different direction. There's the fruit of repentance there. Number two is the fruit of the Spirit. You cannot be a follower of Jesus Christ without changing on the inside. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. When the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, it's not just about the rules on the outside. It's about the change on the inside. Your character becomes different. You start behaving different. You start thinking different, talking different. You start having compassion and love. It's not just about what you do on the outside. It's that you start changing who you are on the inside. That's the fruit of the Spirit. God is dwelling inside of you, changing the core of who you are. Listen to me. Changing churches does not save you. Well, Pastor, I used to be a Catholic. Now I'm a new lifer. What? I think I'm right with God. No. You just changed seats. How does it make you right with God? The devil could sit in one of these chairs. Attending a service does not make you right with God. It just means that if you switch places of worship. What makes you right with God is not a denomination, not a church, not an auditorium. What makes you right with God is that you've come to the place of surrender to God and you've allowed Him to be Lord of your life and you have invited Him in so that He starts to change you from the inside out and you are changing as a person because He is working in your life because you've submitted to His Lordship and there is fruit, evidence of that transformation inside of your life. And then lastly, number three, and I'm closing with this, wrapping it up. It's the fruit of influence or disciple making. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through 22, Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose." Listen, when Jesus called his disciples, He said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." You cannot be a disciple of Jesus without making other disciples of Jesus. If you are a disciple of Jesus, you will be salt and light where you go. Jesus said, if you're not salt and light, then what good is the salt and what good is the light? If you are a follower of Jesus, you will start having fruit that influences other people. In other words, if you come to Christ, it won't just be a personal thing. It'll be something that affects people around you. Others will come to Christ. You will influence others because a follower produces followers. A disciple makes disciples. Someone that's full of light will share the light. Someone that's salty will spread the salt. You will actually start influencing people around you in a positive way towards Christ because you will start showing the fruit of what it means to live for Jesus Christ. Disciples make disciples. So what is the evidence? The fruit of repentance, the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit of impacting other people's lives. When Jesus said, one seed is planted, and that one seed will produce 30 more seeds, or 60 more seeds, or 100 more. In other words, that if you truly are a follower, you will start showing the evidence and the fruit of being a genuine follower and not merely just a fan. It is my goal. So help me, Jesus. My objective, not to fill an auditorium of spectators. I have no desire to fill an auditorium simply of people that are spectators or fans of Jesus. I have a desire to challenge people to be authentic, true followers of Christ. I want you to count the cost and say, am I really following Jesus? I want to push you to the next level. I want to call you out to be an authentic follower of Christ and not just a fair weather fan of the things of God. Now hear me well. I believe as a church we'll always be reaching out to people around us, and there'll always be people among us that are still fans because they haven't chosen to be followers yet. And I understand that. And if you're here today and you're just a fan, I'm glad you're here. But I don't want you to stay a fan forever. You enter as a fan, but hopefully if you stick around, you're going to really decide to be a follower. How about it? So my challenge today is I want everybody to ask themselves this question: am I a fruitful follower of Christ? And if I'm not, then when am I going to take the step to move from just being a fan to being an authentic follower?
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Fan or Follower. And today was the second half of his message called Knowing the Difference. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for part two, The Narrow Way. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.